You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Kevin Williams, Matt Harmon, Ed Saraluki here live from Baker's Water Street Grill in Toms River. Tom Tremblay making sure everything works. From this end, Philip Harding back at the studios of 105.7 The Hawk. And by the way, first quarter score, Monsignor Donovan 14, Pinelands nothing. So the Griffins rolling early down in Tuckerton. And by the way, just so you guys know, today is the 37th anniversary of the debut of Saturday Night Live. It's Thursday Night Live, and hopefully we're joined at this moment by Greg LaCava, the head football coach.
How are you?
Good, coach. Hello. And we got you, coach. Can you hear us?
Hello.
All right, we've got him, Phil. Let's see if we. Coach, are you there?
Hello.
We've got a little. As you can hear, we're feeding back a little bit here, Phil, so. Pick him up and tell him to try and work it out. Otherwise,
hello,
Greg. Greg, hello. Nope.
Phil, make sure you pick up and tell him we're. And then Tom will talk to you, and we'll figure this whole thing out. It's the wrong buttons pushed.
Meanwhile, this team is off to a tremendous start at 4-0 after most observers and media. So-called experts thought after last season's fairly good year, you know, 6-4, and Vinny Scalise, their top running back, would maybe make a little drop, but 4-0 start pretty
good.
Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, when we get Coach on, hopefully momentarily, we'll talk a little bit about his Anthony Garguillo, who's the junior who's taken that spot.
Hello.
And really there has been very little diminishment in production. He's already rushed for almost 500 yards and been very, very good. We'll try and get Coach LaCava back momentarily. And, of course, right after that, we'll talk with Point Pleasant Beach Coach John Wagner and one of his outstanding senior leaders, Quinn Kuzma. Later on, Coach Kevin Callahan from Monmouth University, Scott Stump, of course, and much more coming up in hour number two. Do we think we have this worked out? Let's see. Coach, are you with us? Nope. Okay.
I was going to say, we heard him. We could just let him talk for about 10 minutes and tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Hopefully Phil is going to try and get him
Nobody
back
listens
on.
To our questions anyway,
that,
do they?
That is true. Yeah, they basically use the time to say whatever it is they want. So tomorrow, as we said, we're at Central for the Golden Eagles game with Barnegat. And
another big one around the shore.
I'll tell you what, this is a good weekend.
Brick Memorial in Toms River North, we mentioned, you know, and, some big, big football games.
Colts Neck and Vianney, which we're going to hopefully talk about momentarily.
Big.
Red Bank Catholic at Homedale, maybe. Lacey
Saturday,
Southern Saturday.
Saturday afternoon, by the way, that Lacey Southern game at Southern.
Yeah.
I believe it might be Hall of Fame day down there, possibly.
Which is why it's a Saturday afternoon and not a Friday night.
And so that's a 1 o'clock game at Southern. I think I'll maybe if
you're
things
venture
go,
down
I think
there?
I will venture down. You know, I'll make the
Should
trip.
Be a big game.
Still, 7 undefeated teams left.
7 left, right?
Yeah,
that's a lot.
It is a lot. More than halfway through the quote unquote regular season.
Yeah, I will say though, unfortunately, there's still 9 teams looking
winless.
For their first win.
Yeah,
you know, I think the change in divisions this year has created that you know stack of teams up top. You know, but yeah, it's there's some big games to be played these last 4 weeks. Before playoff time.
In case you haven't recognized, this is what we call a stall or a fill in our business.
Well, I guess we could always put John on now.
Well, we
he
could.
Is here and
we'll give a couple minutes if we don't work it out. We'll bring
him
John
back,
on. Yeah,
you know?
We could always try and work that out. Is he going to take one more shot at it, Tom? We think we got him. Coach LaCava, you with us?
I am here. Are you?
Oh, thanks.
We got him.
I've never been so happy to talk to you.
You guys did a great job of that, Phil. That was very good.
Thanks, Greg. Hey,
how are you?
Greg LaCava, his fourth season with Colts Neck, and certainly, as we said, off to a great start, 4-0. And you've really got to be pleased, Coach, at the first four games and the effort your team has been giving you.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when going into the season this year, we kind of were up. We weren't sure how we were going to be this year. We lost a lot of great seniors last year. We knew we had a very young offensive line who's really come together, you know, in these past four games. We obviously have to continue to get better. You know, our schedule gets more and more difficult every week. We're playing a great team in St. John Vianney. We feel that they're an offense that can put points on the board, you know, any time in the game, at any point in the game. But I'm happy with how our team has come together so far this year. We're 4-0, which is a great thing. I mean, first time in the school history, which I didn't know about until somebody told me. And that's a great thing for our program and our kids.
Coach, you know, 4-0 and really rolling along, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, points are coming in big bunches for you guys right now. And as you had last week off and kind of reflected back, I would think, on the first four games. I mean, is it a case right now where everything seems to be working pretty well offensively?
You know, I think what we're able to do is we're able to be very balanced on offense right now. I mean, we're successful, you know, through the air. We're able to run the ball a little bit. And I think that that's helped our offensive line be able to gel in the past, you know, in the past 4 weeks. But I'm happy with how our quarterback's been playing, our running back tandem, and we actually have three kids that are doing a great job back there. And obviously, you know, we have a great, you know, receiver out there on the outside that takes a lot of pressure off our run game when we need to get it there. But I think the biggest thing is that we're balanced on offense.
Greg, you made a change. You moved your receiver from last year, Mike Campbell, to the quarterback spot, and all he's done is thrown for 10 touchdowns. You know, and you, I mean, if you had a label you prior to this year, you were a running football team. You know, tell us a little bit about that move to Mike.
Well, last year, Mike Campbell was our backup quarterback, and, you know, he was backing up Dylan Cottrell, who had a great 2 years for us career here, and we felt we didn't want him standing on the sideline. He was good enough right to play for us, and we made a decision as a coaching staff. We have to get Mike Campbell on the football field. So we put him in as a receiver, which obviously is going to help him down the road as a quarterback, learning the offense even better, and he performed for us as well there. We had no questions that, you know, going into this year that he was going to be a very successful quarterback for us.
And, of course, he's got a heck of a wide receiver out there. I want you to tell us a little bit about Timmy, because he's really a good one.
He's a very good athlete. You know, Timmy's a three-sport athlete. He's been a varsity starter in three different sports for the past, you know, two-plus years. He definitely is a go-to guy for us. And I think that, you know, we've been fairly successful at getting the balls to different receivers this year in the pass game, whether it's our tight end, our backs, or our other receivers, which takes some pressure off Timmy. But, you know, he makes plays, and you love to have kids like that on your football team. And, you know, I've coached a long time, and Timmy's one of the best receivers that I've coached.
Coach, you know, I'm sure it's been hard, though you have tried this past week, especially with a bye. You look at the way that your schedule shakes out. You have St. John Vianney, obviously, coming up this weekend, but then Manalapan the following week after that, which would lead, obviously, as media, we like to say, this is kind of that trap game where maybe some of your guys looking ahead a little bit because that Manalapan game looms so large for Class A North. What have you done to try to make sure the focus has stayed on St. John Vianney and not anybody talking about Manalapan quite yet?
Well, we don't talk about anyone week to week. We worry about who we're going to play. That's the message that we've been selling our kids since the beginning of the season, since for the 4 years that we've been here. You know, we know that every game we play is a tough physical football game. And we have, you know, our thing was last week we had our kids in every day. We had half practices in uppers and shoulder pads and helmets, but we kept them focused on what we were doing, and we were concentrating on St. John Vianney because you have to win the game that's in front of you first and then worry about the rest after that. And they're all big. Every game we've played this year is big for us. That's how we approach it, and they just get bigger as the season goes on.
Well, Greg, let's talk about this St. John Vianney team, who is an explosive team, especially
right
in the passing game. They could put up points in bunches, very similar to your team.
Well, you know, they have great athletes, a very, very good quarterback. Watching him on film, the kid makes all the throws. He's on time with his throws. You know, he reads pressures, and he gets rid of the ball right away. And then they have four and five receivers. Every one of them can make a play. Mm. You know, we have a very difficult job ahead of us, being able to be successful against a team like St. John Vianney. But we're prepared, and we're gonna show up on Friday night. We're gonna do the best we can, and we're gonna hope that our defense continues playing the way they've played. They're turning the ball over, getting the ball back to the offense, and we're able to move the ball successfully. So those are the recipes that we need to be successful. But, you know, when you watch them on film, when they're in their four and five receiver sets, it's tough to watch as a defensive coordinator is seen. But, you know, we have a plan prepared, and we're going to stick to our plan, and hopefully that plan is good enough to get the win for us.
By the way, that quarterback is referring to Billy D'Amato's, thrown for over 1,000 yards, leads the Shore Conference. So
transfer.
Yeah, he indeed will present some problems. Coach, we always like to ask someone like yourself, whose team is off to a good start, what it means to the school. Has the student body bought into this team, and have you noticed the support for the Colts Neck program?
Absolutely. In our past couple of home games, we've really had a great crowd. They've been supporting us. They, you know, we have a Cougar Den from that our basketball team has, and now we have that out on the football field. They've really been supporting us. The staff here, the administration, they've all been supporting our program and our kids because they know how hard it is and how difficult it is to play football. And you know, it's a great thing to see. It's great for the community. And quite frankly, being 4-0 for the first time in 13-year school history is a great thing for the kids and absolutely the community.
Well, congrats to you and your staff for all the hard work that has led to this. We certainly hope for you guys it continues for weeks to come. Tomorrow night, the Cougars will be at St. John Vianney. That's a 7 o'clock one. It's one of the better games, I think, in the Shore this weekend. And we wish you best of luck, and thanks for sticking with us through those early technical problems.
Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Take care. Here's Colts Neck coach Greg LaCava. And he goes on his way, and now we move along.
We'll talk some Point Pleasant Beach football and get into what the Garnet Gulls have going on. Colts Neck, one of the undefeated teams, as is Point Beach. Happy to be joined here by John Wagner, the head coach, and Quinn Kuzma, one of the stars for this team. Coach, we'll start with you. You know, that magical year kind of last season to set everything up. It was a rebirth of the program. How important was that to have the kids in the off season buy into, hey, this was not a one-year deal. We could be a good football team again this season.
Well, a big deal for us last year. We only had 8 seniors, but they were quality kids, very mature kids. And when I sat down in the beginning of the season, I talked with them and told them we had a very strong nucleus. And a lot of it was from the underclassmen. And enjoy the ride. If we get this all in, you're going to have a great year here. And, you know, our future looks very bright. And that's the way it played out.
Quinn, you know, last week was obviously pretty spectacular for you guys. I mean, Asbury Park has been a team that has dominated the division and the state group, really. And you guys put a pretty good whooping on them last week, 54-20. Talk about just the preparation going into that game. I mean, I would imagine that everyone was pretty focused on, hey, we got to figure out a way to beat this football team, and it will really set us up pretty good down the road.
Well, we were talking about the offseason before, and all year it was 54-6, 54-6. 8-3 didn't matter at all. It was that game defined our season to the kids who were coming back. And you know, we kept that in mind all off season. And once the regular season started, of course, you kind of threw away the idea of Asbury Park until they came up on your schedule. We had a great week of practice. That's all I can say. I mean, we had a great week of practice. Everyone knew what they were doing, and we came in and we played real well.
Quinn, Coach Wagner has called you a coach on the field. Explain what that means and mention some of those other defensive players for you.
Oh, well, that's just awesome for him to say that. I guess that means, you know, I know what's going on. I try to help everybody else know what's going on. And so far we've had a pretty sound defense. We have a lot of guys on defense that are contributing. We have 2 DNs that are just great.
Name them. Go ahead.
Andre Cochran, Nick Fiore, 2 seniors that have worked really hard this season and over the offseason to get better. 2 D tackles that are just monsters, and Tim Morris and Lucas Jordy. They can lift houses. They really move the inside guys all that we need. With linebackers, we have me, obviously, and then we have Joe Gresniak, Bill Barry, and Kyle Samaritano, who are all fast guys, love to hit, real physical football players, but also are very athletic in what they do. At safety, we have Zach Yates and Bobby Parlow switching in at times. They're both tough kids. They like to come down and hit. They like to play the run from the safety position. And at corner, we have Danny Tye and Jake Fioretti. Jake Fioretti, obviously the quarterback, another smart kid, knows what's going on. Danny's real athletic and knows how to get to the ball.
Coach, now you know why I said he's a coach on the
field. Yeah, he's got everybody lined up pretty well. I mean, usually it's one or two names. You went through everything.
Pretty good.
No, it was perfect. That's what we like to hear. Coach, 5-0 to begin the season, first time since 1982 that Point Beach is off to a 5-0 start. I would imagine between last year and now off to the great start this year,
It's become kind of a community thing again to come and watch Point Beach play football on a Friday night or Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely. And to be honest with you, I did tell the kids last Friday, just take a look around. See what you guys have helped create in town, the excitement that's here tonight. Make sure we play well tonight. And that was one of our goals, to play well. And, you know, sometimes you'll play real well and things don't work out. Sometimes they do. We wanted to put on a good performance and play as hard as we could. And the fact that we fell behind early in the game said a lot about what we were about. And we never got down for a moment. I wanted to see how we responded. We talked about a little bit of adversity, what it could be in a game it's going to be. You don't have a perfect season anywhere. You don't have perfect games. And the kids came back and played real hard, played through that, and really enjoyed the evening as the rest of the town did. We had a red out. We were selling shirts in school and all that. So it was a real good experience for everybody involved.
Okay, Coach, while 90% of the teams are running the spread offense now, mm-hmm. you're running the outdated wing T. What's up?
Well, I did read the articles, and the bottom line is if you have good kids, it doesn't matter what you line up in. And, you know, when you throw the ball that much, I hope you can play good defense to go with it. Our goal has always been try to distribute the ball to as many people as you can, make everybody defend the whole field. And half our defense could be if we hold the ball on offense. So that's always just been a philosophy that I believe in.
Well, unofficially, you are the leading offensive team in the Shore, and that encompasses, I believe, what, 43 schools now. So that wing T seems to be working for you pretty good.
Again, it's as they always say, it's not the X's and O's, it's the Jimmy and the Joes. And we got some goody good players that are doing a great job with it. They complement each other. The backs block for the other backs, as the linemen do. I know that the linemen are appreciated by everything they do. We make a lot of line calls inside. So it's truly a team effort, and we're fortunate enough to be able to, you know, get things done so far this season.
Well, it's mainly been the run game with Danny Ty and Sammartino, right? Sammartino.
Kyle Sammartino.
Right. Right. But somewhere down the line, you may have to throw the ball.
Right.
Jake Fioretti, tell us a little bit about him.
Well, right now, Jake's a sophomore, and if there's a future player in our program that knows the game, it's Jake. Right now, he's 17 for 27 for 362 yards and 5 touchdowns and hasn't thrown an interception yet, knock on wood. I hope we didn't jinx him with that. But the biggest thing is we tried to bring him along slow. We knew what we had on the ground, and we committed to the pass in practice. We now have Skelly pass sessions, which we didn't do a lot of at all last year. And our commitment to the pass is to balance the field even more. And he's grown into the position.
Only a sophomore, right?
He's only a sophomore. Last year he started on a corner the last three games for us as a freshman. So, again, we knew that he's a thoroughbred. You know, it's a great name in town, and it's a good bloodline. So we're happy to have him, and he's progressing very, very nicely for a sophomore in what we ask him to do.
Here talking some Point Pleasant Beach, Garnet Gulf football with the head coach, John Wagner, and two-way standout Quinn Kuzma. Quinn, I'll ask this question of you. Obviously, last week, the huge win over Asbury Park, but a pretty good football team on your schedule this week as well in Keensburg, who's off to a 4-1 start. How you talked about practice going into Asbury last week. How has practice been this week with Keensburg, which now after beating Asbury becomes just as important, if not more important, of a football game?
Yeah, well, I mean, we know there's a lot of power points going to this game. So, I mean, throughout practice, we tried to mirror what we did last week, this week, with the intensity going in the last 2 days. Keensburg's a good team. Their quarterback, Ryan Kurtz, I believe his name is.
Yes.
Is really good. He keeps his feet moving. He is tough to tackle. He's breaking things, and he's getting long runs. So the goal is, you know, get a lot of bodies on him, try to shut them down, and then start with their second option. And, you know, on offense, we know if we can pretty much run the ball on anybody, we're hoping. As an offensive line, we're kind of, you know, proud of that. And, you know, score points, hold them defensively, try to win a few football games.
Coach, how about for you? I mean, has there been any kind of was there a lull, you know, Monday, Tuesday in practice with the guys still talking about Asbury Park?
That's my job, okay? What happened, the Asbury game, I told them, enjoy the evening. Saturday, we come in at Saturday morning. We have bagels, and we watch the film. We go out and get the JV ready for Monday's game. And then once we leave Saturday, that's the end of the team from the week before. We are on to the next team, and it was Keensburg Monday morning. It was Keensburg for me over the weekend and everything else. And the kids know where I come from with that. The past is the past. And you just got to keep moving forward. And some of the, you know, Asbury, we can catch them in the playoffs. And we might play sure back-to-back, everybody keeps telling me. But all I care about right now is that we have a good Keensburg team in front of us. Brian does a great job with his kids. They're very excited where they're at right now. He had a rough couple of years because I know they were in the state finals prior to that. So they had their growing pains, and they're probably similar to the way we were coming around last year. And we know it's going to be a good football game.
Quinn, up front offensively, what do you play, guard or tackle?
A guard.
Okay, so the wing T obviously is a pulling guard offense, right? You like to come around the corner on there leading that buck sweep or what?
Me and Lucas Jordy, the other guard, I've referred to it a few times as the guards in a wing T are angry fullbacks.
Very good.
And that's great, you know, with that offense. You know, if you can get out of your stance and, you know, don't have to block a D tackle each time, it's nice, especially for a small kid like me.
Pretty quick then, right?
Yeah, quick enough.
Quick enough. Coach, pretty cocky kid here you got here. But like you said, you know, he is the coach on the field, which you need, right? You know, because you got to have a kid like Quinn, you know, who the players respect, as you said.
Again, he's a student of the game. He studies the game. I know he's expressed coaching in his future, and I think he's got a great future in that, if that's the direction he goes in. But the main thing is, you know, you're always looking for those couple of kids to study it. And the more you talk on defense, it's like anything else. We have line calls. I know they're, you know, they're 2 foot splits. They're talking to each other. But when you're out on the field, it's just as simple to turn around to a guy that's two players over and tell him what's coming. And again, he does a great job with that. And it's starting to rub off. We have more kids talking on the field this year than we ever have.
Quinn, I'm sure that, and I don't know that you guys ever talk about this amongst yourselves, but you play in B Central, which is considered the small division in the Shore Conference. You play at a school that's a Central Jersey Group 1 school, small group. How do you gauge yourself against some of the bigger programs in the Shore? I mean, if Point Beach was to take on, you know, a Group 3 school or a Group 4 school, how do you think you would match up?
I'm going to give you a boring answer. I'm going to say we play who we play, and I believe that's all that matters.
Did you give him that one before he came in?
We talk about everything. No, you know, that was a good question, Matt. But
I'll answer that for you if you're okay with that. What basically it is, we play who we play. We scrimmage up. Okay, we scrimmage with Barnegat and Freehold Township, and we went up the hillside and had some people. And we think it prepares us for the season. And the bottom line is, you know, the conference gives out a schedule. You play what it is. We've told the kids from day one, all we can do is who we play that week, and the PowerPoint system was set up by the state. However it falls is the seed you're going to get. You can't change it. You can root for other teams. It doesn't really matter. It's just the way it is, so you play the schedule you get.
You know, this week, Quinn, I don't know if you noticed, but we at the Shore Sports Network, myself who does it, put you into the top 10 as the number 10 team in the Shore, and well-earned. I didn't do that out of sympathy for the small school at 5-0 and the best offense in the Shore. You deserve that ranking. So did the Asbury Park Press and also All Shore Media. How do you feel about that and how the rest of it? Is it up on the bulletin board?
I don't think so. Have you put it up?
I put it up yesterday. I'm not in a rush to do some of those big things yet.
Hey, yeah, but it's nice to get noticed. It's nice to, you know, and by the way, I want to thank you, we all do, for breaking your schedule tonight. I know you like to practice at night, you know, the Thursday night before a Friday night game.
All right, thank you very much. Again, anything to promote our program, obviously, and you guys do a great job, so we're more than pleased to come down.
Quinn, we have a couple minutes left. Has there been any talk yet about the state playoffs coming up? I mean, you guys are on such a good roll right now at 5-0. Has anybody started? Yeah, I mean, let's imagine that the coach isn't here. Has there been any discussion yet or anybody starting to, like, figure out, hey, we might be able to match up with this team again, or we could see Asbury Park again down the line? And
if there's been any discussion, it's been about PowerPoints.
Right.
We've been trying to figure out if we can have the most PowerPoints in the group at the end of our 8 games. And we are, you know, hoping that Shore, with 7 wins, you know, by the end of the season, if they win out, will not have more PowerPoints than us if we win out. And this is all just hypothetical, I guess. But, you know, that's all that we've been talking about, really.
Sure, because number one means you're going to play 3 home games if you keep winning.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
As a Group 1 school, they don't go to that neutral site. They'll probably play 3 home games, and that's a good reason to be number one and have the most power points.
And interestingly enough, and either one of you guys can comment in this, and I know you have a couple of games left before it would even be a consideration, your division very likely won't be decided until Thanksgiving because you play Shore Regional on Thanksgiving.
Right. It's how the whole thing plays out, who knows. If we don't get past Keensburg tomorrow, we'll be playing to hopefully be co-champs. And then Keyport's still sitting. It's funny, Shore and Beach has Keensburg, Keyport, and we're all matching up with the same teams going down the line. So it'll take care of itself. But there's a good possibility we could have four teams from our division in the playoffs. So, again, it's a strong section. And there's a team down south, Jersey, Florence. Joe yep. Frapp has had great teams year in and out. And we saw them last year against Denell, and we said they're going to be around next year. And they have a big game with Delran this weekend. But who's looking ahead? But they play Delran this weekend. And Delran's a Group 2, 5-0, so that would be huge power points for them. So, again, like I said, play your schedule, win your games you're supposed to win, play well each week, and however the playoffs fall, they do. We're fortunate this year that we have week 9 is an off week for us, so we're going to get a break before the playoffs. I've been in that situation before. I know it's not good to have a game off before the playoffs, but all those little nicks that you have, those kind of things iron out. You get to do a lot of skelly stuff and get yourself just refocused again and get back in the weight room, work a little bit. So it'll be a good time.
Quinn, any plans yet post high school? Have you started to think about that yet?
Oh, no. I have no clue what's going on, you know. Applying to colleges and hoping to have a nice 4 years after these 4 years. But, you know.
Did you notice, by the way, Quinn, I got my red shirt on tonight?
That's, I appreciate
that's
that.
In honor of the goals of Point Pleasant Beach.
Well, you're really buttering everybody up tonight,
hey,
Ed, a little bit. I mean,
no, really, seriously, Matt and I, we used to work Saturdays. Kevin, we used to give him off when we were doing two games a week. And some of the best times we had, you know, were going to Point Pleasant Beach to do football games.
Yeah,
remember
we did
that?
A couple of games,
a couple
absolutely.
Of games on Friday and also on Saturday. Get a phone line in that booth and, you know, I'll make you a promise that I'll talk this guy into doing a beach game next year.
Oh, next year. Okay, I was going to say I'd have the phone line in tomorrow. If you're looking for a game, I'll get you a phone line.
Stay
I know.
Game.
We, yeah,
yeah,
we can
absolutely.
Do it. I'm telling you, do it. You, do
okay,
it. You get a phone line.
That out.
We need a phone line
you will
to
have
make
a phone
our
line.
Equipment work.
Just like that. You know that football's on the rise at Point Beach when the coach says, I'll have a line tomorrow, and it'll probably be done tomorrow. That means good things. Guys, I want to appreciate you coming by here tonight. Obviously, continued success. It was a great story last year, and I feel like this year it's not really the same dramatic story because it's become now Point Beach is supposed to win football games, which I know I would have to think is music to both of your guys' ears.
Right. Again, Quinn, it's his fourth year. He went through some tough times the first 2 years. And, again, the only thing I guarantee the kids is if you come and work hard every week, we'll try to put you in good positions. During the course of a game, there's adjustments that have to be made, and you have to be able to pick up on them and understand what we're saying. And then, as it works out, that ball can bounce funny way. There could be a flag thrown. Things happen during the course of a game. You overthrow something or, you know, you put the ball on the ground. So, you know, you just play as hard as you can, and you got to feel good about the way you played. When the game's over, you just want to walk off the field and say we did the best we could.
Coach John Wagner here from Point Pleasant Beach and Quinn Kuzma. Guys, thanks for coming by. Good luck tomorrow night and obviously continued success for the rest of the year.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk some Monmouth University football. We're here live from the Water Street Grill in Toms River. This is the Barnabas Healthcare High School Football Show powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers on 105.7 The Hawk.